practice as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the Automatic Deleted Husband, and what a shock! I got an email from Erica Lee. I got an email from Jack. And I got an email from my wife. Kind of like, wow. I've written a response, and because I am tired, I did it was a modest hike today. It was just 9 miles, but I feel really abnormally tired. And the hope still is to go Saturday to Big Frog Mountain. So I think what I'm going to do is have an early night and take the email that I wrote in response, review it in the morning before I send it. But I want to be very clear. I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that doesn't seem to be shared. At least Eric Lee and Jack will specifically state so. My wife talks about Jesus the Redeemer. But I don't think we're talking about the same Jesus. Be very frank. I don't think we're talking about the same Jesus. Because the Jesus I follow describes himself in the Bible. And he has things that he says about people who turn to the state. People who are unwilling to reconcile. People who use state definitions for things like marriage. People who use the state to keep people apart. People who say that the kids are in charge, not the dad. So we're following, it seems, a different Jesus. And that concerns me. Do you have a copy of the Talmud too, Dorothy Jane? I wonder about that. I want to point you to the Lord Jesus Christ, the person who described himself in the Bible. I am finding when I deal with people, some people want the Santa Christ. Some people really want to know Christ. And those people I want to be encouragement to and be in a tremendous, tremendous blessing to. And it's my hope that includes some of my family. So if I have to frustrate or anger others that the Lord says no to, fine. Because I'm striving to find those that the Lord has embraced. And my hope is he has embraced many in my family, especially the person I'm in love with, my wife. I do love my wife. I am pursuing reconciliation with her, and I'm not going to stop. Just to be aware, it was a busy day because, I think the timing is interesting because I was in court again today. In court, this because of the stupidity of the of what's happening with the pandemic, it was online. So David Tulis, who has a lawsuit against the governor, for the overreach of his authority. With the various lockdowns, the mask mandates, and things of that nature. Per his request, I was, virtually there and recorded it. And it's on Kozlowska.org, the recording. And his radio program actually just went on, too. Because I stand with him, even though I disagree with the approach of approaching the state, using this, battling the state with the state. Because as I matured as a follower of Christ, I've repented from that. But that's again, if you actually are willing to say, I want to follow Christ rather than yield to the state. But it was interesting to listen to that because the objective there, when you listen to that, the objective behind the state is power. The objective is power. It is not doing the right thing. It's power. And I'm afraid when I read the email from my wife, that's what I saw. The objective is power. It's not obedience to Christ. When my wife talks about Jesus, Redeemer, we're talking about a different Jesus. I'm sorry, but we're talking about a different Jesus. I want to follow the one who described himself in Scripture. So I'm going to respond to that tomorrow. But know this. I'm in love with my wife. I'm seeking only reconciliation. What I saw today in that email was not shared. Obviously, when Eric, Lee, and Jack, clearly not shared. I want to point my wife to the real Jesus Christ and remind her that the person who loves her is not her dad. It doesn't seem to be her, but it's me. I'm not going to give her fluffy stuff. I'm going to point her to Christ, the Christ who describes himself in Scripture. And it's my hope that at least some of my kids will stand before the Lord redeemed because the Lord calls them, not because they find him, because the Lord calls them. I mean, this is, you know, Reformed churches used to actually say that, but I don't think the PCA or is Reformed anymore. But I'm seeking, you know, I sent the email. You've sent a response. Let's open a dialogue. Let's figure out a way to pursue reconciliation. Dorothy Jane, get on the phone with me. You committed your life to me. Show the kids, show our kids that you're not a liar. Show our kids that the Jesus, the Redeemer you talk about, is the Jesus of the Bible who commands the wife to reconcile with her husband. Show them that one. Communicate well. Or expect me at your door. I love you.